sports, politics, life. 360 Document Solutions presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at 360documentsolutions.com.
Let's call this one the name game. We're going to do something completely different at KKHI. We have a full podcast of names. People, most of the names you've heard of, some of them, a couple of them toward the end, you have not heard of, but they're very unique stories about individuals. So this podcast with a different flair than most, as I was putting it together and trying to figure out how to move the ball, advance on some of the big topics and things we're discussing right now, it occurred to me that we can just kind of beat ourselves up and talk till we're blue about some of the things that are going on. But what's really interesting to me, at least at this moment in time, is the people involved in so many of these things and how many people that you know or have heard of that are off the rails, they're completely off the rails, or they're involved in something that's incredibly unique. And we will start with the gigantic story this week, and that is the draft leak from the Supreme Court. And what has happened over the last few days is the reaction by individuals and people, to me, is the most interesting part of this story now. It's a pretty simple story. We know what the Supreme Court has said. They've said, there is no law on the books. There's nothing in the Constitution. We believe that the American people, the voters, should decide this, and we're kicking it back to the states. That's all they've said. It should have been done 50 years ago. It wasn't. No law has been passed. We've been through all that. But the reaction by people is just astounding. And I started formulating this yesterday when I was watching part of The Five on Fox. And Greg Gutfeld, I think it's safe to say at this point that Gutfeld believes that he owns, operates, and runs Fox News. I mean, he's just getting so full of himself for the ratings he's got. I'm sure the money he's making. He's got a brand new set. His audience is back. He's funny. He's interesting. He's different. There's nobody on television quite like Greg Gutfeld, and he knows this. He is absolutely in the prime of his career. His ego, I'm sure, is out of control and unchecked at Fox right now, and they're going to have to deal with this. It's going to be really hard. There's a lot of egos at Fox News. There's a lot of people with a lot of money and a lot of people there that want to be famous. The Five is not his main show. His main show now is on at 10 o'clock. It's just called Gutfeld. The Five is the show where they put five people on at 5 o'clock Eastern. They named it The Five. It's been very successful. It's rotated people around. Jesse Waters is on there. There's three or four people on this show that host or co-host their own other show. But they put them on and they go. And Gutfeld is the alpha male. He sits there and leans back in his chair. He crosses his leg. He acts like, you know, don't come pee on my fire hydrant. This is my fire hydrant. And he occasionally gets into it with Geraldo Rivera, who is a member of The Five, who I find to be a very interesting guy. I do think he goes out of his way to try to, I think there's something about Geraldo that he's been in the media so long, he knows that a lot of his friends in the media are on the left. I think he's a pretty fairly conservative guy, but he tries to find, I know what his game is. He's trying to find things to take the opposite approach of what a conservative would to try to be fair or show to other people that, hey, I'm not exactly what Fox News is. And so abortion has done this to a lot of people. And Gutfeld and Geraldo start going at it over abortion and over this draft leak that is out there. And it is not pretty. They clearly do not like each other. Geraldo has famously fought with Dan Bongino before on Fox, almost to a point where it's uncomfortable to watch the two of them when they're both guests on the same show. But they've somehow worked it out. They try not to make it personal. I know that because I've been through this at a lower level at our sports radio station. Don't attack people you work with, even though you don't like them or don't agree with them or, you know, whatever may be the case. Don't attack them. It's bad for business. It's bad for the brand. This is a constant struggle at Fox News with Geraldo Rivera. There's no question about it. And so he gets into it with Gutfeld. And Geraldo throws the first salvo and says, "You're arrogant." This is across the table with three other hosts sitting there watching. And Gutfeld responds, and he's ready to go. He says, "Go for it, Geraldo. Keep going. You're making a fool of yourself." In other words, come on, keep insulting me. You're going to dig your own hole. Gutfeld gave him the chance. And Geraldo responds, "You're an insulting punk." That's what he responded to Gutfeld. And Gutfeld says, "What am I, your new Bongino now?" And then it got really uncomfortable. The segment continued. The other hosts gave their take on the abortion thing. Geraldo's kind of pouting. To be honest, he doesn't feel good. He's been lowered. He feels outnumbered, right? 4-1 by conservatives on this panel. They go to commercial break. They come back. There's a new topic, and they start talking. And Geraldo must have talked for like 15 seconds in a monotone voice. And he said, yeah, I'll address like that. And then turned and looked at one of the other hosts and just said, take it. Like he didn't. Geraldo Rivera wanted to be anywhere on earth besides the set of the five. He did not want to be there. And that's when I thought, wow, there's a lot of people. And this is why I said my stated goal of this podcast was I'll talk about anything, but I really don't want to talk about abortion. I'll talk about the Supreme Court part of abortion. I'll talk about the states' rights part of abortion. I'll talk about these people, and I've got a laundry list of them here we're going to get into, and their reactions to all this. I'll talk about that all day. But you're not going to get me on a soapbox on this podcast telling you what to think about abortion. You're not. I love where this is going. Kick it back to the voters. Kick it back to the states. Let people decide what laws they want to have in their individual states. Done deal. Abortion's not going to be illegal. End of conversation. It was never going to be illegal, and it's not going to be. And so that's that. So we have this podcast called The Name Game, and we've busted out Geraldo and Gutfeld. Now we go with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who is not with us anymore. We've talked about some of the things that she said about Roe versus Wade's ruling. And now there is a group of people named after Ruth Bader Ginsburg called Ruth Sent Us. This is the name of their group. This has just been hatched in the last 48 hours. Ruth Sent Us is a group of, I don't know, demonstrators, hard left wingers. Is there violence involved? We don't know. Ruth Sent Us is organizing on May 11th to go to all six conservative justices' houses in Washington, D.C. Ruth Sent Us, it's the ghost of Ruth Ginsburg, is what this group is. And they're going to go to the six justices on the court that were appointed by Republicans, and they're going to cause havoc at the homes of these justices. Ruth Sent Us. We're the ghost of Ruthie, and we're here. Hear us roar. These people clearly did not read that Ruth Bader Ginsburg referred to Roe versus Wade as unstable law and an unstable decision that fuels controversy across the country. They missed that part, that their hero understood this was a really weak piece of law, a really weak decision. It's not a piece of law. It's a decision. And it's flimsy, legally, the decision is. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg knew this, and she spoke about it on several occasions. It was her warning to Democrats on the left, people like her, go pass a law. Go to Congress and Senate, pass a law. If you want to do this thing, pass a law. Which we went 50 years without doing, because there's no hope for it. There's no will of the people to do so. There is will of the people in New York, Illinois, California, Oregon, Washington, lots of Colorado, lots of other states. There's the will of the people in many places across this country to have abortion on demand, to have late-term abortion, probably abortion right up to the moment of birth or at birth. There's going to be plenty of places like that. I firmly believe in the states' rights to do that. I don't want to live there. I don't like those people. I have nothing in common with the way they believe as a majority in those states. Nothing. That's all this is. Ruth Sent Us is now going to hopefully just demonstrate and not throw rocks or be violent in any way in front of the homes of the Supreme Court justices. To give you an example of how wacko people have gotten over this issue, I present to you Dave Portnoy, our next name. Dave Portnoy is the president of Barstool Sports. He is famous for being a dude. He's a dude that presents sports like people talk about sports in a bar, having beers. It is sometimes filled with salty language. It has been accused of being sexist, certainly, with hot chicks on his website. Only beautiful women hired at the early on. There've been all kinds of accusations that you can't get hired at Barstool if you're female unless you're a hot chick. Period. That there's a, you know, it's like going to Hooters. So Portnoy's been through all of this himself. He's heard about this, but he got to a level with this thing, and he sold off some shares of it, and he's made a lot of money off Barstool Sports. He is largely regarded as a free speech warrior. He leans toward the right on almost every issue. And he had a sit-down interview with President Trump at one point. Trump saw him, and especially his readers, people who follow Barstool Sports, are largely white men that are conservative. So it's a feeding frenzy for any Republican politician, Barstool Sports is. Well, Dave Portnoy has taken the last train to Clarksville here, and he's made a big turn left. And he says, of what he believes is the Supreme Court overturning abortion, he's not going to vote for Democrats because other issues don't matter. No other issue matters. This is going backwards. And regardless of what I think about all these other things, free speech, the Constitution, World War III, the economy, your favorite pizza, which he loves to do, all of these things don't matter. They pale in comparison to the Supreme Court going backwards. And according to him, overturning Roe versus Wade and making abortion illegal in America. Dave Portnoy's a smart guy. He built an empire. He no dummy. Does he not know this does not make abortion illegal? These people are unbelievable to me. He says the feds are going to make it illegal, and I'm voting Democrat the rest of the way. That's it. I'm going to vote for Democrats based solely on this issue. Abortion is now, it ranks, if you ask Americans what is the most important issue in America, 2% of Americans say abortion. So Dave Portnoy's in some other category, or he's trying to grab headlines. I don't know which, but this is what he's doing. It's like he does not understand. This is a states' rights issue. A law needs to be written. There is no law that says abortion is legal, right? There's no law written that says you have a right to an abortion. It's not in the Constitution. There's nothing there. Portnoy doesn't seem to understand this. And he says this makes abortion illegal. It does not. It sends it back to the voters in states. That's all it does. And I'm telling you, individual people over this issue this week have lost their mind. And it's perhaps one of the reasons why I think I'm pretty smart to not just sit here on a soapbox and tell you my thoughts about abortion. Because you're never going to make anybody happy talking about abortion. It is not a, it's not a pro-life, pro-choice thing anymore. There are 15 different levels of nuance between those two. You've got a very small people in this amount of people in this country that want complete abortions anywhere on demand or no abortions at all. That's a small slice of the American public. Everyone else is somewhere in between. I fall in between. Where I am doesn't matter. I'm not going to impose what I think on you. If we ever have a vote where I live, I'll go vote on the issue or I'll vote for politicians accordingly. That's democracy. That's the America I love. That's what it should be. And I believe in the voters on this issue. I do. I believe in voters to make this reasonable and rational over the long term. And if some crazoid that lives in Arkansas that only has 8 weeks to get an abortion is now 8 months pregnant and they want to drive to California where they can do that, that is a shame. That's an absolute shame. But that's going to happen. It's going to exist. And I accept that. California can do what they want. It's my choice whether I want to live there or not. I'm sorry, I just accept that. I believe in states' rights probably as much as I believe in free speech. I don't think America focuses on states' rights nearly enough. And I think any conservative or Republican politicians would do well to campaign on that and say, listen, I'm not only for free speech and you know, Second Amendment and, you know, all these different things, guns. I'm not just for that. I believe in your state's right above the federal government. I think that would resonate with a lot of people who don't necessarily vote Republican. I do. Dave Portnoy doesn't understand it, apparently. And I'm a fan of Dave Portnoy. I like the guy. I've been on his side. I can't believe that he thinks this makes abortion illegal nationwide. That's his take. A man who sat down and interviewed the president one-on-one for his own media company believes that what has happened this week is abortions are illegal now nationwide. It is astounding to me how little these people know or how little they think or care. Don't believe me? I present to you Rosanna Arquetta, our next name in the name game today. Rosanna Arquetta she's an actress. The song Rosanna by Toto is named after her. One of the band members was dating her, I think, at the time. Rosanna Arquette has said on many occasions wild leftist things that really crush her credibility. And that's what so many of these people in Hollywood don't understand, is when they say things that are so tone deaf, they live in their own bubble and they don't understand that regular people out here hear things. It's not a, you know, people say dog whistle. That's not what it is. We hear these celebrities say certain things and we understand how wacky they are. It's just stupid what they say, because they say things that are proven false. They're provable. They're historically proven false. We can find it easy. With Rosanna Arquette, this is easy. Provably false. Rosanna Arquette's take on this from the Supreme Court is that millions, not her and her Hollywood friends, millions of women are figuring out how to get out of this country for good. That's what's going on this week. There we have it. There you have it. There you have it. Millions of American women over the last 3 days are figuring out how to get out of this country for good. That is provably false. That's never happened. They say it when Trump's elected. They say it when this happens, when that happens. Everybody says it. They say it all the time. I've got a relative who said they were moving. They didn't move. They didn't. Why didn't they move? Rosanna Arquette, at some level, has to know there is no better place on earth to live if you're a woman than the United States of America. There is no better place. None. That's provable. And really, with all of these issues, it's provable. Millions of women are figuring out how to get out of the country for good, she says. Millions. Millions. Not me and a couple of my girlfriends. Not me. I called Jennifer Aniston and, you know, we're thinking about leaving and maybe, you know, going to New Zealand for a while or Canada or something. It's sort of a statement. Here's what I would say to Ms. Arquette. Gather up your millions of women, renounce your citizenship, and move. I would welcome that. Goodbye. Leave. I'm cool with it. If you don't like it, leave. It's really simple. Good luck finding something better for women than the United States of America. In fact, I can prove that to you. Because our next name is not an individual name. It's the name of a company, and this one's outrageous. It's the WNBA. We know Brittany Griner is jailed in Russia, which seems like a bigger deal than this in the WNBA. Oh, no, 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 no. WNBA has put out a statement. This is just classic. People have lost their minds this week. The commissioner of the WNBA put a statement out. They believe all women have autonomy over their own body and personal decisions on health. Yeah, this is the league that made you take a shot to work for them. An experimental vaccine, unapproved experimental vaccine. They required you to take the shot in order to play basketball. Oh, but the WNBA suddenly believes all women have autonomy over their own body and a personal decision on their own health. This one's popping up everywhere, but maybe nowhere more severe than in this women's basketball league. And the outrageous tweets and comments from some of the women players in this league is just classic. We have more of the Name Game coming up, brought to you by Advanced Medical Imaging, online at medimageks.com. If you need an MRI or a CT scan, ditch the expensive, time-consuming hospital chains. Your doctor can refer you. You don't even need the referral. You can just go to Advanced Medical Imaging and get your MRI or CT scan today. That's the best. They have the best equipment, the most comfortable machines in a quiet, natural lighting environment. This is the best place to go. All major insurances accepted. Get out of the hospital chain. If you are recommended by your doctor to get an MRI or a CT scan, do not wait 3 weeks. Go get it today. MedImageKS.com. That's medimageks.com. Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Excelsior Springs. It's time to order your new truck at Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC. Whether you're looking for Silverado, Sierra, a new Hummer, put your deposit down, have it built, have it delivered to the dealership in Excelsior Springs, or delivered right to your home. They'll come to you and get it all set up, and you're good to go. Roberts Robinson, the customers there say, we just make it easy. That's exactly right. It's exactly right. Give them a try, will you? If you'd like to service your car, they'll service it for you no matter your make or model. They'll do that as well. They have over 50 cars in stock. They're all on the website. If you want to get one now Or if you'd like to build your own, you'll save money building it your own. It is actually cheaper now to build your own vehicle than to buy off of a dealership anywhere. It's just cheaper. You get all the discounts, incentives, everything right up front. You lock in the price. You do the deal. You wait a few weeks. Your car's delivered, and you're good to go. This is the new way of buying cars. Roberts Robinson's on the forefront of it. They'll work with you anywhere. If you live within, I mean, they've delivered cars to Florida, folks. It doesn't matter where you live. If you want your new GM product, robertsrobinson.com. Back 9 Development, TJ Vilkanskas and his team are the best custom home builder anywhere in the Midwest. You want to see a great portfolio of work? Log on to back9development.com. TJ would be honored to sit down with you for a few minutes or a few hours and discuss your project and see if the fit is there between you and he. What he does is transparent the entire way through. Every day, you know every dollar that's being spent on your project. Totally upfront. They build high-quality homes that are energy efficient. You're going to love it. Back9development.com. And while I'm dropping names, I'm going to drop the name of Dr. Bill Bush, because after this podcast today, I am headed to Dr. Bush's to have some work done. And in advance, apologies to any patrons that are listening. There may not be a patron podcast this afternoon. We had a good one yesterday. There may not be a patron podcast this afternoon because my I think I'm going to be numb for a few hours after this one. So maybe no patron podcast today. My apologies. We'll see if we can bust one out tonight or tomorrow for the patrons. But I'll be at Dr. Bush's. He's got a Westwood office. It'll be my first time there. I typically go to the North Kansas City office. But they're online at nkcdental.com. I practice what I preach. I wouldn't go to any other dentist. This is my guy, Dr. Bush. And he's amazing. nkcdental.com or call for your appointment. You need to have your teeth cleaned. Just go in for a checkup. 816-471-2911. They take your insurance at NKC Dental. Oh, here's a good one for the name game. Governor Gavin Newsom in the great state of California. Seriously, the people that have exposed themselves in light of this draft is amazing. If this was truly designed by the left to help the left, I don't see how that's working. Because it's getting worse for them. The things that they do and say, it's getting worse for them. This is, I saved him for last. Only the name game as it pertains to the abortion thing. Then we're moving on to other topics. Governor Gavin Newsom spoke at Planned Parenthood's headquarters in Los Angeles, California, and said, "This is a women's issue. If men could get pregnant, this wouldn't be a conversation. This is about government control." I'm going to pause right here and give you a chance to catch your breath, because I know you're hyperventilating. Gavin Newsom, governor lockdown, governor control. Gavin Newsom. All about LGBTQ, rainbow, sex in schools, men, women, no definition. If men could get pregnant, this wouldn't be a conversation. It's about control. Newsom says it's a women's issue. I mean, I don't know what I can add to that. Other than when this guy speaks, he contradicts himself. It is hard. I'll tell you what, I'm so glad I'm not a liberal. Do you know how hard it would be to be a liberal? I mean, trying to cover your tracks for all the stupid policies that you have that don't make any sense, that don't work well with one another. All of a sudden, only women can get pregnant. This is a women's issue. Although, ask Governor Newsom to define a woman and he won't do it for you. We got a long list of people on the left. We've asked them to define what a woman is, and they won't say it's an adult female. A woman is, that's a simple answer. A woman is an adult female human being. That's what a woman is. An adult female human being. Definition of a woman. Very simple. They won't do it. They won't say it. Oh, but now this happens. And here it is. This is a women's issue. If men could get pregnant, this wouldn't be a conversation. This is about control. Really? Okay. So I'm going to defend conservatives on this. And again, this isn't about the abortion issue itself. This is not about control, not any kind of government control. What this is about is sending control back to the voters. That's all it is. We're sending this back to the states where y'all can decide what you want to decide on abortion. This is about the government giving away control. It's the opposite of what Newsom says. This is the Supreme Court saying we shouldn't control this issue. This belongs to the voters. This belongs to the states. And if somebody wants to nationalize this, great. There's a House of Representatives right across the street there, and the Senate, and the White House is right down there. It's a simple deal. Y'all pass your own laws. It's not up to us from this body, this Supreme Court, to give the law of the land. We're here to interpret lawsuits and challenges on whether they're constitutional or not. That's it. And people on the left don't get that. They think this is Republicans doing this. And it's not. The Republicans are saying, let's let the voters vote. Seriously, most Republicans I know like this because they're saying, let the people decide. It's okay. Let them decide. Let's see where this all shakes out. Not Governor Newsom. He's pissed off all the LGBTQ people. Anyone that's transgender, pansexual, transsexual, I don't know what they all are, whatever they are, non-binary, he's pissed them all off. He says it's a women's issue. And if men could get pregnant, this wouldn't be a conversation. And where he's really dead wrong, because he's not wrong about those comments, where he's really dead wrong is it's about control. It's not. It's about releasing control. They've released control and handed it off to the way America was built as a constitutional republic. Go vote for your representatives who will write laws to represent you. We are governed by the voters, ladies and gentlemen. That's the whole idea here. We are not governed by Joe Biden or the Democrats or the Republicans or Donald Trump. We are governed by ourselves. And that's what this is about. This is not about control. This is about government losing control. And boy, Gavin Newsom just has this as wrong as he can possibly have it. There's the list of names of people who have lost their minds because of this week. And I've sat back. I think I've shown good judgment. Just stay out of the abortion debate issue. Stay out of that. Let's just look at this for what it is. Let's look at the law. Let's look at the Constitution. Let's look at states' rights. Let's look at it from that standpoint. And I'm having a good week. I'm okay with that. What I think about abortion doesn't really matter. I get one vote. And when a vote comes up in my county or state or whatever, I'm going to go vote. At that time, I may tell you how I vote or who I voted for. I'll tell you. I don't hide anything. I'll let you know. Then you'll know more about my stance, where I am, and all those things. I'm not Dave Portnoy. I can promise you that. No how, no way. KKHI is brought to you by Buck Roofing and Construction, online at rbuckroofing.com. Pretty simple deal here. He's the best roofer in the Midwest. I had an email from a listener yesterday who said he's got a bunch of commercial property, or not commercial, rental properties, I think. He has done 9 roofs with Buck Roofing and couldn't recommend him more strongly. Now, I've only done 2 with Ron. I've done 2 roofs, but this dude has done 9, and that's 11. And between the two of us, we say there's nobody better than Ron Buck at Buck Roofing. Amazing Garage Floors, online at amazinggaragefloors.net. Spring is a great time to seal your driveway with Seal XP, which is going to make your driveway last years and years longer. Or get a bid. It's a free bid on what it will cost to finally get that amazing garage floor. 913-901-7139, amazinggaragefloors.net. And bstock.net, they're featuring brand new Apple phones this week. That's right. They have Apple phones in the box, brand new, lower than anywhere at bstock.net. Just drive out there and check them out. 14680 South Flaming Road, or log on to bstock.net. Remember, when you log on, there's no dash. It's just B-S-T-O-C-K, bstock.net. They've got Sony televisions. They also have appliances now. Samsung and LG washers, dryers, refrigerators, and other items coming in daily. Check the website or visit them in person at 14680 South Flaming Road. It is bstock.net. And Spencer and Steve, my guys over at Finch Knife Co., have a new design, the Chernobyl Ant, designed after the fly for fishermen. The Chernobyl Ant series of knives is perfect for anglers. Put it in your tackle box or keep it in your pocket every day. If you fish, you need the Chernobyl Ant Finch pocket knife. There's lots of different colors, patterns to choose from. It's an entire series called Chernobyl Ant. FinchKnifeCo.com is the best way to get them. They're in full supply there right now. They'll ship them right to you anywhere in the world or send them as a gift for Mother's Day, Father's Day, whatever it may be. FinchKnifeCo.com. Love those guys. Okay, we're continuing with the name game. Here we go. Jerry Jones is our next name. He is the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, and he was in a car crash on Wednesday night and was taken to the hospital. He has been released. He is said to be doing well. There are no details on whether he was driving or was a passenger, but a scary moment for Jerry Jones involved in a pretty decent crash in the Dallas area. He was banged up enough to go to the hospital. They later released him. His son is giving the public statements on this and says Jerry will be just fine and he'll be back to it in no time. But a scary moment is reports were out there that Jerry Jones had been involved in a traffic accident and was being transported to the hospital. You hear things like that. And of course, Dallas, I don't know how many people know this or not. I like to share media things with you. Dallas media, journalistically, everything about Dallas, it's probably the best market in America. Between everything, between television stations, fairness with the newspapers, digging up stories that matter, reporting immediately when things happen, covering sports radio, news talk radio. I think The Blaze is now headquartered there. A lot of conservative media outlets are headed there. I think Dallas is probably, if I were going to teach a class at a school, if I were a professor on journalism, I would probably point out a lot of different media outlets in Dallas and say, this is the way it should be done. Dallas is really good. Really good. And it's been a stepping stone. If you've worked in Dallas, you can get bigger jobs. Now, but by the way, those are very big jobs. They pay very well. A lot of people in Dallas have stayed there for their entire career and wound up making millions of dollars. You can do it. It's a giant city. They understand journalism and America in Dallas. So they got on the story really quickly. Hey, Jerry Jones in a crash. We've confirmed that. He's been transported to the hospital. That's all anybody knew. But people in Dallas for quite a while, because the media is so good there, were like, uh-oh, what's going on? Then they very quickly got statements that he's going to be fine. He's being treated. A couple hours later, they said, we've released him. Then a statement came out from the Cowboys that he's going to be fine. It was a classic example of journalism well done. And we wish Jerry Jones the best. He's good for the NFL. He's an interesting and fun guy. And I sort of secretly root for the Cowboys. I do. I don't know why. I used to hate them. When the Chiefs stunk and I was in college, I used to like the Raiders a little bit. They had Plunkett back there throwing huge bombs downfield when nobody else was doing that kind of stuff. I didn't love them. I just liked the way they played. When the Chiefs are bad, I got to find other teams that I like that are interesting. I just have to. I know that's terrible. Dallas is that team for me frequently. Our next name in the name game is Tom Cruise. Top Gun Maverick is out in 2 weeks. We have tickets on the 26th, Thursday night the 26th for the preview night. It's officially supposed to open on the 27th. My wife doesn't like going to the movies very much. Her favorite movie of all time is Top Gun. And she's been waiting for this for 30-some years, right? Since she was a little girl and Top Gun came out, she loves it. This film, two things about Tom Cruise. I think I mentioned this yesterday, that he's kind of a badass in Hollywood. When it comes to making a movie, he's going to be all in. Not everyone is always all in. We know that. And a lot of times we just see formula movies or sequels or, oh, here's Spider-Man. Here's the new Spider-Man. Let's do this. And you just kind of, for me, it's a yawn. Not that some of those movies aren't great and entertaining and I'd go see them or I watch them at home, whatever. It's not that I don't like them. It's just, eh. So this Top Gun is not the old Top Gun. Jerry Bruckheimer is an unbelievable executive producer. They got a director from a bunch of action movies, a younger guy. They got some hot young actors in this one. There's going to be some beach scenes with dudes with their shirts off. The chicks are going to dig it. It's still in San Diego. It's still the Navy pilots. Tom Cruise comes back, and why they bring him back is you'll have to watch the movie and find out. But he winds up in an airplane too, and they're all up there flying. They put the actors in the planes. They put six cameras on these fighter jets, these Navy jets, and the scenes and what you will see visually has never been seen in a movie before. Never. This is going to be the most spectacular, real movie experience ever. Like, I can enjoy a Star Wars movie, but I know the whole thing's fake. This is real. The airplane, the action scenes, the pilots, the actors in the plane, they're in there when this stuff is happening. When you see that plane turn sideways and upside down, going through a canyon, they're in it. They're basically doing ride-alongs and being filmed, and they look like the pilot. It's unbelievable what they've done. There is a shot, a behind-the-scenes, Google it, behind-the-scenes Top Gun Maverick. They've got this crew of maybe 30 people on the ground in the desert, and they've set up for the shot of this Navy jet to fly in at 30 feet, which I'm looking out my window right now. I've got trees taller than that. The jet is at 30 feet across the desert at what? I don't know, 500 miles an hour? How fast does this plane go? Faster than that? I don't know how fast it goes. Here it comes. They're set up for the shot. And it goes right over the camera and the crew. And just dust flying everywhere. And then, of course, they've got cameras on the perimeter. And immediately when they pass the pilot's job is, once you pass that camera, you're going straight up in the air. And this thing at that point just goes straight up in the air. And the dust just flies everywhere like a tornado from the ground in the desert. It's the coolest thing you've ever seen. This movie's going to be unbelievable. Really, truly unbelievable. I am not a giant movie guy, but this one cannot miss. It cannot lose. It's going to break all box office records. It's going to get nominated for Oscars. The cinematography alone is going to win. I'm telling you right now, Top Gun Maverick, you have to go see it. I haven't seen it. I can't wait to see it. And Top Gun, I think, was cheesy and girly, by the way. I think it was more of a chick flick than anything else. This is not going to be that. This is going to be the most badass aviation movie ever in the history of man. It is going to be a salute to America, and it's going to be a message to the world. It's going to be all those things. You want to see this movie, trust me. Tom Cruise has nailed this one. There is no doubt that they've nailed this. But the reason he's in our name game today on this podcast is they had an entrance to a screening they did by the Carrier or whatever in San Diego. They're doing a preview, and he's going to be there. He was there yesterday. He flies in this big, bad helicopter with Top Gun Maverick on the side of it in a suit. You know, he looks like the guy from Mission Impossible when he gets out in this one. He's got the suit on and the hair flowing and the chopper's still blowing, and he gets out. It looks like a scene out of Mission Impossible. He gets out of the helicopter. Are you ready for this? He flew the damn thing and landed it. Tom Cruise flew the helicopter and landed it to the premiere. Look, I know the guy's got some issues. There's some things about Tom Cruise that some people don't like, but come on. If you were Tom Cruise, you wouldn't do what he does. You wouldn't be flying helicopters. You wouldn't do the stunts that he does. You wouldn't be in those airplanes flying through those canyons. You wouldn't be doing any barfing all over yourself. You wouldn't be doing this stuff. I'm sorry, I wouldn't. Now, wait, a small percentage of you maybe would. Maybe you were in the Navy or Air Force or you're a pilot or whatever. Tom Cruise, the things, he risks his life all the time. It's almost like he wants to go out at some point dying on a movie set. Seriously. Or at a premiere or whatever it is that he does. But man, you just got to step back and applaud the guy. I'm sorry. And what an unbelievable career he's had. Truly. A lot of different types of movies. Our next name in the name game is Dave Chappelle. We know what happened on stage at the Hollywood Bowl. We now have a video surfacing after he came back out. And Chappelle said of his attacker, more on the attacker in a moment, he says, was that a trans man? He was wrestling him and made a joke that wasn't very hard to wrestle that guy down, that he was weak. And Chris Rock was on stage with him at that point, and he goes, no, it was Will Smith. It's going to be part of the special. This special wasn't just a Dave Chappelle special. There were other comedians in it. Chris Rock, Jeff Ross, a lot of different other people. Elon Musk apparently was sitting in the front row of the thing when it all happened. The gun was fake. It did have some sort of a switchblade or knife blade thing on it, but the gun itself was fake. It could not have shot and killed Dave Chappelle. But pretty funny lines, and everybody's going to want to watch that special. And now people will just have to ask themselves, was this a setup? Fake gun, big promotion for Netflix. Their stock has been tanking. Everything going down for Netflix. Can't wait to see this special. Elon Musk in the front row. All these other comedians on stage. Jamie Foxx came to the rescue. Come on, it writes like a Hollywood script. If Netflix is going to fake something for publicity, this is it. And I'm not saying that happened. But I'm going to take it a step further. You want a conspiracy theory? If you were going to find somebody to do that for you and take the fall and get arrested and whatever, if, not saying that's what happened, if you were going to find somebody, you might want to find the man who went after Dave Chappelle. His name is Isaiah Lee. He's 23. He considers himself a rapper, according to the New York Post. He's 5 foot nothing and weighs 140 pounds. 140 pounds. Isaiah Lee is 23. He's a rapper. In 2020, he had a song posted on his YouTube site called Dave Chappelle. Oh, interesting. He goes by the name of No Name Trapper. That's his rap name. No Name Trapper has a song called Dave Chappelle where there's a lyric in it where he says, walking straight into the bowl, which is the Hollywood Bowl, which is where Chappelle was. Now, it's probably a nut job. Relatively harmlessly, or in the end harmlessly, carrying out something that he fantasized about or wrote in a rap song. That's the most likely thing that happened here. But man, if you just step back and said, what if Netflix needed a shot of adrenaline in the arm? This is it. This is it. It almost makes you want to subscribe to Netflix when this thing comes out just to see it. How can it be possible that many A-listers are there, that many people on stage, Elon Musk in the front row, some harmless rapper dude with a plastic gun comes out and does this. They carry him backstage where apparently they beat him up. They didn't do it all right there on stage, so you can't really see any of that. They take him away in an ambulance. He doesn't look all that bad or that threatening. He weighs 140 pounds, and he had a rap song called Dave Chappelle. Just saying. Our next name today in the name game is a teacher named Casey Scott. Well, she's pansexual. I'm not sure I know what that is. So she, I've looked at the video. I'm going to say she. I don't think that's they, them. I think it's she. She teaches in Cape Coral, Florida, Fort Myers, or did until last week, when Casey Scott came into 11-year-olds in her class and described for them exactly what pansexual is and her pansexual status. Then she said, I challenge you, it's an art class, to draw a design of a flag that represents your own sex. 11-year-olds. The law is being enforced in Florida. Not only did they pass it, they're enforcing it. Casey Scott was fired. Not suspended, not told not to do it again. Clearly, every teacher in Florida has been told, you can't do this. So that it's a zero-tolerance policy. Casey Scott, fired. Done. You cannot sit here with 11-year-olds, tell them about your pansexual lifestyle and how great it is and how proud you are to be pansexual, and then in your art class say, draw a flag that represents your sexuality and list off all the different sexualities. Not to 11-year-olds. Can't do that. In Florida. I am all for that law. That is parents' rights. That is to keep Casey Scott from teaching 11-year-olds to become something that biologically they are not, and when they are fully developed, do not want to be. Very strong state of Florida. Very, very, very strong. This is a wild story about a man named L.W. Wright. L.W. Wright has been in hiding for 40 years. He's one of the most famous NASCAR drivers of all time, even though he only completed 13 laps in his entire career. L.W. Wright was an unknown racer who entered and qualified for the 1982 Talladega 500. He finished 36th. No one in the NASCAR circuit had heard of him before, despite claims, which turned out to be false, that he'd made several prior starts in the Cup Series. Larry Wright claims he is the L.W. Wright who competed in 1982 in the race that was won by Darrell Waltrip. Hailing from Nashville, L.W. Wright had obtained his car from a shop of Sterling Marlin, who also provided a pit crew for the event. After 13 flags, L.W. Wright was black flagged for racing too slow. That's when his story turned into a legend. Wright allegedly pulled off the track, abandoned his car, and disappeared forever, leaving a string of bounce checks in his wake. B.W. Terrell, a team owner, who'd repeatedly assisted in getting him the car, told the press at the time that Wright owed him over $30,000. Wright's whereabouts have been unknown in the years since, until Monday, May 2nd, which marked the 40th anniversary of the race. The NASCAR-focused The Scene Vault podcast released an episode featuring an interview with the man who says he is L.W. Wright. Podcast host and motorsports journalist Rick Houston told Fox News Autos that he's been trying to track down Wright for over a year. Someone called him in April and said, "I'm ready to talk. It's me." Houston describes he wasn't given an address. He was instructed to drive to a location on a highway where he could meet up with someone who would lead him to Wright. This is a movie, folks. This is a movie. Wright told Houston his real name is Larry Wright and showed him the racing suit that he wore at Talladega that day as proof. There's only one published photo of Wright from the race, and Houston said both he and the suit are the perfect match. Houston has only released a portion of this interview. He's saving it for a future project. Wright tells a somewhat different story in the clips than what has been reported before. He said he was a bus driver working in the music industry in Nashville, received money from music stars Waylon Jennings, George Jones, and Merle Haggard, all since deceased, to help him pay for his Talladega entry. As he explains it, he told Sterling Marlin he'd pay him for the car after the race, but he didn't. He never paid any of the bills for the tires from Goodyear or NASCAR for his competition license. This guy did it all on credit. An unknown that's unproven. This is an unbelievable story. A representative for Marlin has not yet responded to a request. Kyle Yarborough keeps in front of an oncoming barrage of cars from May 2nd, 1982 in the Talladega Speedway, Alabama. He's got basically a museum to that era of cars. Records will show that Wright actually attempted to qualify for the race at the Nashville Fairgrounds. Chalked up $30,000 in bills. He hasn't paid any of them. Country music stars funded it. He stole the car from Sterling Marlin, finished 13 laps, drove too slow, pulled off the track, quit, and disappeared for 40 years. That's pretty amazing. Larry Wright is his name now. He went by L.W. Wright back then. And our final name of the name game is a name that Royals fans do not like. Madison Bumgarner, formerly of the San Francisco Giants, now of the Arizona Diamondbacks. He got booted from a game this week. You know, the umpires check the pitchers between innings. They look in their belt, make sure they're not carrying anything out there, whatever. It's normally, typically, the home plate umpire. Something was going on in this game, and the first base umpire intercepted Bumgarner before he got to the Diamondbacks dugout and opened up the palm of his pitching hand and started feeling his hand, like just feeling it for substances on his skin. It was very creepy and weird looking. The first base umpire gives him a really bad look. And as he lets his hand go, Bumgarner apparently turns around and says, what kind of look is that? We don't know what the umpire said back. Bumgarner said something back to the umpire and got ejected. It was very calm, very quiet, very creepy, but got ejected. That's when Bumgarner had to be held back because he went nuts. Very strange ejection. He was not ejected for having anything on him, no substance. There was nothing wrong with the palm of his hand. It really felt like the umpire wanted to eject him and said, "I'm going to go over here, intercept him in front of the dugout, and I'm going to start something with him." So we don't know what happened, but I suspect they'll talk about it at some point. It may come out. That's the bad of umpiring. The good of umpiring was the umpire this week that called a strike, a ball, that would have been strike three with runners on base for a Mets pitcher who was on the mound. And after the inning, when the pitcher walked off, the umpire looked at him, he clapped or whistled at him, and he looked over and the pitcher was still mad. And the umpire went and on his own chest. It's like, "That's my bad. I'm sorry." And the pitcher nodded and went back to the dugout, and they both forgot about it and moved on. We saw great umpiring and bad umpiring in one week this week in Major League Baseball. There's only great from Window World, simply the best for less. The official windows of the Kansas City Chiefs offer 0% financing and lifetime warranties on American-made windows, siding, and doors. All the above. You need home improvements? Window World helps you. 816-799-0820. You don't have to live in Kansas City. Anywhere within 2 or 3 hours of KC, they'll work with you. They'll come to your house, give you an analysis and a free estimate, then they will drive away with no pressure. That's why they win awards for customer service at Window World. There's never any pressure. They'll help you with the financing and get you a lifetime warranty. Online at windows.com. Kansas City.com. Very good stuff. The Name Game. Sorry it wasn't your typical podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. We busted out a lot of names and a lot of interesting things on this one, and I had fun doing it, which is half the deal. Half the deal is having fun doing this. Half the deal is you enjoying it. It's actually 51-49 in your direction. It's more important that you enjoy it than I have fun. But it sure feels like 50-50 most days for me. So many of you are telling your friends about the podcast, and I can't thank you enough for that. They're hitting the like and the follow button. We're approaching 19,000 followers. It's just great. I'm so humbled, and we're so happy that you're listening and so happy that you support the sponsors of this podcast. I got a text from Gary Joslin yesterday, and he doesn't text a lot, and he's not real technical. He doesn't respond quickly to emails and stuff. Gary sometimes can be a little bit out of the loop at this point in his career. He likes to go play golf, kind of disappear for a few hours, do some things. It's all awesome. He's a great guy. He sent me a text. He said, "They're coming in, Kevin, and they love your podcast. And thank you so much." And I said, "Thank you for being with me all these years on radio and with the podcast." And I'm just thrilled that it works for Joslin's Jewelry. When you're going in there, you're treated well. You're asking about this Mother's Day special. That's what it was about. He's like, everybody's walking in going, "Kevin says ask about the Mother's Day special. Kevin says ask." I'm telling you, ask about the Mother's Day special. I don't know what it is. He hasn't told me. He won't tell me. I got to get in there before Saturday to find out what it is. I don't know what it is, but you're going in and you're finding out. You're asking about it, and you have to mention the podcast. A lot of these things, dude. Fry Orthodontics, same thing. You want to save the $500, whatever. You got to mention the podcast on almost all these things. B-Stock, a lot of the specials B-Stock has are for KKHI listeners only. Always mention the podcast. They're doing deals for you because they like you. I'll say it. They like you more than some of their other customers. I'm just telling you. You walk in the door of these sponsors and tell them that you're a listener of this podcast, they instantly like you more than some of their other customers. That's just the way it is. That's just how it is. And Jaws was articulating that in the text, and I really appreciate that. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. Tell somebody today when you run into them that you think Kevin Keatsman has issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.